address the move of bringing in John Skelton and releasing UJ Daniels? What's your reasoning for that
move? Felt like we wanted to have two veteran quarterbacks, two guys that have started games, played in games, won games. Felt like that's what we needed to do at this time. And we'll be hopeful that BJ will return and trust that we have a plan for him and a process of developing him and getting him ready to play in the National Football League as well.
Like best about what John brings to the team?
Good stature, in the pocket, experienced guy. He's played, won games, been in those battles, and had an excellent workout when he was here a few weeks back. One of the better workouts I've seen from a quarterback in one of those type of workout environments.
Athleticism.
Most all the guys, there's different levels of athleticism, but anybody that plays quarterback in the National Football League is a pretty darn good athlete.
Seems like his best game as a pro came against you guys in 2011. Did that factor in at all? Do you remember that game specifically?
Yeah, we've always been impressed with him. Preparing for him, and even in the games where we prepared against him to when he was starting, we were impressed with those games as well.
Did you guys put a waiver claim in on him in April when he came
free? No.
And do you see vision competition now weekly, weekly basis between he and Cole as far as who suits up for games?
It's don't look at competitions, other than I understand the starting quarterback competition and the need to talk about that, but as it relates to other positions, not so much.
Justin Smith said he expects Willis to play on Sunday. How is Patrick's progress, and how would you rate where he's at?
I think good. So, wait and see. He says he feels good and anticipate practice today and see how that goes.
Jim, a week ago, people had looked at the 49ers team in a little bit of trouble. St. Louis won a big game. Right now, everybody in Houston thinks the Texans are a team in big trouble. Are teams in big trouble dangerous teams?
They're very good. Our teams in... I don't know. The trouble. They're a good. They're a good football team. That's what I know. I know what I see on the tape. Got talented players, well coached. Every game they've been in has been competitive right down to the wire. They found a way to win games, that's a big test for us. And that's our job is to prepare for it and get ready to win the next game. That's the most important game on the schedule, and I'm sure that's how they're approaching it as well.
Jim, what are your impressions of J.J. Watt? How he can disrupt an offense?
Yeah, he can. He can ruin a game. Can ruin a game for his opponent. And a lot of good players defensively, secondary, front seven, linebackers, talented group. J.J. Watt, is one of the top players in this league. Does strong, great ability to rush the passer, get past blocks, and then on the quarterback almost immediately when he's able to do that. So he's able to run and use his length, and a lot of really good things to his game.
Seems like kind of a throwback, old school type guy. Does he bring anyone to mind for you?
I think he's, was a top player in the league. He's an outstanding player.
What would Navarro Bowman mean to getting kind of this defensive identity back of run stopping, you know, pressure in Thursday's game?
We meant a lot in our last ball game. You know, our defensive player of the week, you know, game ball, pressure, you know, sack, tackles, two tackles for losses. You know, he was all over the field and did a great job of leading our defense.
Getting back to Skelton, his statistics and none of his stats really jump out at you. What about him kind of caught your eye? I mean, what makes him special in your eyes?
Well, I think it's for where we are, what our situation is. You know, a guy that's along with Cole, who's played in games, won games, and you know, being on our 53 gives us a chance to, you know, to contribute if needed, and that's felt like that's what we needed from that third quarterback spot right now. I guess it's a matter of preference. You know, some teams go for two, some go for three. We're one of the teams that likes to have three, as we have since we've been here.
Couple more.
Does Skelton's arm talent stand out to you?
Yes, 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 it does. You know, big, strong. Definitely has arm talent. And excited to work with him, you know, and that's really, you know, what it amounts to. You know, three quarterbacks that, you know, all have played in games and been in the fire, and you know, now we have three at our disposal. We've got a great starter and two guys to back up and that have been in those games.
We talked to John Baldwin yesterday, and he was saying he does some extra work with Cap after practice, work on his routes that he'll be running. Have you seen that out here, and just how has he come along in the last month?
Yeah, he definitely, John stands out as one of the guys who gets out early, who stays after practice, even during defensive periods, special teams periods. He's seeking Cap out or Cap seeking him out. And there's a number of guys that do it, and John is in that group of guys that does that. Extra.
What does a game like that do for Frank going forward? In the past he's tend to build off those kind of games and keep the run going.
You know, I think it's positive. You know, just I think Frank knows who he is as a player and what he's capable of, and you know, I mean, to even say what it does. You know, it's good for his confidence. I mean, he's a confident guy. You know, he's you know. So, I don't know how much it does for him. I mean, he
had stretches where he's, you know, had 100-yard games and then rattled out 4 or 5 in a row.
Yeah. Well, we know he's capable of that. He knows he's capable of that, and our offensive line knows that he's capable of that, and no question that you know, everybody's inspired by what he does. I mean, nobody does it like Frank Gore.
All right. Last one. Three weeks in a row, DBs have jumped routes on Matt Schaub and turned interceptions into touchdowns. Is that something that becomes a point of emphasis for your secondary this week as well? He's clearly doing something. He's tipping something.
You know, defensively, what we strive to is play good team defense. You know, be opportunistic and you know, we're always trying to force turnovers or be opportunistic. That's every week.
All right. He wants to change his last name to Hittner. He just posted that he plans to change his last name to Hittner.
Oh.
Have you heard
no.
that?
No. No, that's
not official with the team.
It's not official with me. I haven't heard that, no.